89, 80, 77. What kind of countdown is that? That's the countdown for Moonshot. Find out more next. Welcome to HP Tech Talks. I'm Andy McCaskey from SDR News, and on this show we talk about defining the new style of information technology with experts from Hewlett-Packard. We cover topics such as cloud computing, and networking, servers, and storage. But this week we're going to be concentrating on a product called Moonshot, which coincidentally comes to us from HP located in Houston. Let me introduce Gerald Klein.
Hi, Andy. I'm Gerald Klein. I'm the Director of Platform Research and Development for our Hyperscale Server Unit.
Tell us, what is Moonshot and how was it developed?
Well, for Project Moonshot, it's where we sat back and, number one, thought about our customers' needs and problems in the hyperscale space. And those needs and problems are all centered around total cost of ownership, or what we call TCO. And so those numbers that you had in your countdown, 97% less complexity, 89% less energy, 80% less space, and 77% less cost, are some of the breakthrough TCO metrics that we've been able to deliver with these systems. So we were looking at this particular customer base and what their needs are. And then we also looked at the technology space and what was changing there. And one of the changes in the technology space was a trend towards mobile devices, things that we call SoCs, or systems on a chip, where different server components are now coupled together more tightly into one part that's much lower power, much lower cost. Technology developed out of the mobile space. You can see the explosion of mobile devices. So the economics was clearly going that direction. And a lot of the research into low-energy, low-power devices was moving that direction, too.
And I think, of course, energy costs has got to be on everyone's mind. I saw on the HP website that if the public cloud were a separate country, the energy consumption would be the fifth largest in the world. And if you could cut that in half, that's equivalent to the energy use of Great Britain. These are astounding numbers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Andy, and as our customers turn on these brand new services that literally need to scale overnight to millions or hundreds of millions of users, energy consumption and usage, and even data center space for that matter, is very difficult to come by. And we can't build power plants fast enough to keep up with the growing demand of all these servers that it takes to power all these new applications and services that are being provided. So it's a big problem for the industry, and one that HP Project Moonshot aims to solve.
And I see on the table behind you that you've got a couple of things that you'd like to show us. What are some of the innovations that were baked into this almost total redesign of the server product?
Yeah, well, let's take a walk through the numbers, right? So 97% less complexity. When we talk about SoCs that are maybe 5 to 10 or 11 watts, now I can cram 2,000 of those into a rack of servers, where I used to only be able to fit about 40. So we had to think about the problem differently, not only how you manage the thing, but how you interconnect the thing. And so inside of our server division, we talk about converged infrastructure, and that's where we bring networking, storage, servers together, along with rich management interfaces to be able to couple a lot of servers together as a bigger system. So one of the things that I have here is one of the switches out of Project Moonshot. And so this actually goes directly into the same chassis as all of these SoCs. And this is a high density switch. So you used to have one of these in a rack, and now we can fit 18 of these in a rack, right? And so now we can bring all that cabling complexity out of the rack and down into a chassis where it's all interconnected immediately. When you think about less energy and space, This is about the size of my face, and this is four independent servers on one card, right? So I can fit 1,800 servers in a rack. And so all of these cable together, or we don't have cables anymore, actually, they go directly to switches, a lot less space. And then each of these devices on here are running anywhere from 5 to 12 watts, depending on the processor vendor that I'm choosing. So now you can see that we've dramatically reduced the energy. Now, at the same time, these aren't necessarily targeted at every particular solution out there. And so we're looking at specific usage models and specific solutions for these different cartridges.
Still, with all this density that you have built into the server itself, cooling has to be a major design consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. Cooling is always a design consideration, but it's a heck of a lot easier to cool a 5 watt part than a 130 watt processor where the cooling density is in a space this big. Now I'm spreading that power density across the entire rack as opposed to having it in a very small space.
You had mentioned some solution-focused modules. Do you have an example?
Really, where we get some of those great TCO savings is we get very laser focused on a particular solution for a cartridge. These aren't general purpose server cartridges, they're solution server cartridges. So this one, for example, is focused on dedicated hosting. And so for dedicated hosting, what customers typically have is a dedicated rack mount 1U box where you can fit 40 of those in a rack, and then the host of prop provider gives their customer direct access to those systems. And so what you see here is a very small cartridge that has a drive, a processor, memory on the backside, and then a network interface that allows a dedicated server to their users using much lower energy. This is about 19 watts as opposed to a 100 watt server. Much lower space and much less cost because we've got that nicely integrated package, and we can fit many more of these in a rack.
How does a customer decide how to tailor that system for their particular needs?
Yeah, so number one, we've tailored each solution towards a particular customer need. And so as we come out with new product, you'll see us actually come out with product dedicated for dedicated hosters, or dedicated for web front end, or dedicated for financial services applications. So what you'll see is us coming out with solution white papers to tell them exactly where they can get the kind of TCO metrics that we're looking at. This first one for dedicated hosters is for dedicated hosters running web front end. What was kind of nice is that we actually worked with our HP IT organization and deployed some of these to go and serve up some of our static marketing web pages on HP.com. And when we did so, we were able to achieve 90% less space, 90% less power over their existing infrastructure. So it was really exciting for us to eat our own dog food, so to speak, and really see those good results.
But I understand there's something called the Discovery Lab that you'll be working with people on. You'll be working with people on.
That's right. And so as we go forward, you're going to see out of the mobile space, we've actually got a pretty broad roadmap of opportunities. And so Discovery Lab is where we invite our customers and partners into a lab environment where they can get early access to the technology that's coming in the future. So they can start to test out their workloads, help us find the best solutions and the best solution space where this is going to work, and then help us kind of drive that future of computing technology. In the past, we'd wait for a 2 year cycle of new silicon to come out, the new silicon to come out, and then people would start layering solutions on top of that. With the explosion of vendors that we have on the SoC roadmap, there's a lot more opportunities to be disruptive. And so Discovery Lab is about improving that innovation cycle, not only for us, but also for our customers.
But then there is another one called Pathfinder, the ecosystem. How is that different?
That's right. And so the Pathfinder ecosystem is where we partner with silicon providers, operating system vendors, and then endpoint software vendors or ISVs to really develop that end-to-end solution stack. So that we're not our customers don't need to wait for us to come out with something and then try to go piece it all together themselves. We're really targeting those solution spaces where we can be disruptive from a TCO perspective.
What have you found personally to be the most exciting challenge on this project?
Well, really what's been most gratifying for me is the way that we really see the power of HP come together, right? We've got expertise and a broad market coverage with respect to networking. We've got, you know, clearly expertise and leadership in servers. We've got expertise and leadership in marketing and sales and our customers. We've got expertise in services. It's really the end-to-end package. And so this level of innovation coming together, not only from an engineering perspective, is exciting, but as you go out to customers, talk to them about this truly innovative project, and we've got our own ideas of where the solution fits, and then they come up with five new ideas that we had never thought of. That's really where you see that we've created something different and something innovative, is when they start riffing off our own ideas. So that's personally been most gratifying for me.
Finally, what type of customer would be most interested in the capabilities that Moonshot's providing? This is not something that's going to be attractive for all types of customers, correct?
Yeah, and so initially we're targeted at web hosters and web front end. As we come out with future releases, you'll see us come out later this year with several solution-based cartridges. Out on our website, hp.com/go/moonshot, you can see some of the customer testimonials that we have out on the site that not only talk about solutions today, but also some solutions for the future. So I'd recommend you go out to those pages, because the SoC roadmap is broad and wide. If you look at some of the partners that we had on stage with us at the launch event, we've got partners from web hosting companies to seismic exploration energy companies. We've got partners that incorporate things like digital signal processors to FPGAs. So the applicability in the future starts to grow as we introduce new solutions, and so we're really excited about that.
So Gerald, in closing, I have to ask a question of why HP, and why a person who is involved with information technology should take a close look at HP right now.
If you look at the broad technology that HP can bring to bear, everything coming out of HP Labs, that's really where we got some of our initial moonshot findings, taking that into real products. You know, a lot of people ask us, why are you developing moonshot? It seems like this takes away from your core business. This is what leaders do, right? We go and create that next generation technology and that next generation platform for the future. HP is the only company that can bring all that to bear, not only from an engineering perspective, but also the end-to-end services, all of our sales representatives around the world. We've really got that global footprint to really bring it through for all of our global customers. So really differentiated from any other company on the planet.
Well, Gerald, I've certainly enjoyed spending some time chatting with you today, learning more about Moonshot, and looking forward to our next chance to talk about servers. Of course, here at HP Tech Talks, we cover a variety of topics as HP is defining the new style of IT. Cloud computing, servers, networking, and storage. And storage is what's coming up next week. Thanks for joining us. I'm Andy McCaskey for SDR News.